proflowradio.com.
Shockwave sounds good. Proflowradio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in audio.
You know?
Hit it with fofo flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show.
www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
Yet again, we are here once again on the Pro Flow Radio Show. Got a special guest for you today, Stephen Thomas. Do you mind introducing yourself to the audience?
Hey, how you doing, guys? What's going on? My name is Stephen Thomas. Love to have fun. I love God. I love to enjoy life and keep everything positive. That's the type of artist I am. I'm very high energy, very motivated, and I hope to be a great influence on everybody that's listening today.
All right. So what kind of artist are you, like, genre-wise?
You know what? I'm one of those artists that you really can't put in the box, to be honest, because I'm more so what we call a universal artist. That's the word that I use. I'm a very universal artist. I'm very unified.
And you said you're very deeply into God. So is your music based off of spirituality?
It is, but it isn't. Some music I write is on my spirituality. Some music I write is just in general, life itself, real life issues, real life situations, you know, things that we deal with in our everyday lives. You know, I feel like it's okay to be transparent. You know what I mean? Because if I'm not transparent with you, you're not going to know how I made it through what I did without going to do drugs, without going to drink or becoming an alcoholic or becoming, you know, any of that stuff. You know what I mean? Because some people use those things to take the pain away, but even though it numbs the pain for the moment, it doesn't take it away, because therefore you still got your situation. So obviously you gotta find a way to let your life go on, but without doing those things and saying, you know what, at the end of the day, I'm just gonna let God handle it, let him take care of me, and just keep it moving, you know?
Yeah, for sure. What kind of style do you use when you're creating? Like, is it like a hip-hop base? Is it pop-based or R&B based or all of those?
Actually, you know what? All of the above. Because I'm crossing over into the pop industry this season. I'm crossing over into that driven sound. So, you know, I'm doing that. And then I'm writing records that are just very romantic. I'm writing records that have, you know, real nice edginess to them, that, you know, if you're having a problem in your love life, I'm hoping that I have a record that can help you get through that issue as well.
Definitely. So do you have music out there where people can go look for you on the internet?
Yes, I do. You can go to my website, actually. It's StephenTMusic.com. StephenTMusic. MUSIC.com. And people can go straight to my website. If they want to go to iTunes, Google Play, you can look up my music under my name, Stephen Thomas, StephenThomas. And I have records called Best Days. I have a record called Like It or Not. True Praiser, Search Me Lord, Hustle Hard. I have many records out, man, many records.
How long you been doing it?
I started at 17. I just turned 25, actually, a couple months ago. And so I've been doing it for about 8 years, and I've also been DJing since I was 17 as well, as an on-air personality as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's on a secular FM station.
Awesome. How did you get started with doing music and radio?
Well, you know, it's so funny, man, because music has always been in my blood. I'm a drummer. I play keys. I can write, produce. I mean, pretty much, you know, God has blessed me, you know, with many gifts and talents. And it's just always been in my blood. And then when it came to radio, you know, radio is just about personality. you got a personality, you know, people are going to love it. People are going to love you. And I got started in radio off of a high school trip, man. It's pretty crazy. A high school trip to the radio station taking sports marketing in high school. And we went over to the station. Long story short, met one guy, ended up, the main boss said, bring this kid back. And the main program director over the station that I'm with, which is my boss and who I've been with for a while, he remembered me from about 12 years old. So 5 years later, here I am on the radio. And all I did was sing his theme song live on the radio station at a high school football game. Pretty okay. crazy. Same high school that I went to when I did that trip. So, you know, it's just crazy how everything comes right back in the circle. And I've been with you know, the station and been with the same team, including the same Uncle team, for about almost 8 years, man. It's pretty crazy, man.
That's awesome, though. Yeah. So where can they find the radio station at?
It's called 98.7 The Beat. It's a secular FM station. It's here in West Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia, which is where I reside, and this is where I'm from. It's a secular FM station. I'm usually on there on Sundays. I have not been on there for a little while now, but I've been doing like a lot of, you know, traveling and different things like that. So, you know, it'd be tough trying to keep up with everything, because I also used to have a radio show in Atlanta, Georgia as well. I was the first team to do national radio, as far as living here in West Virginia and on radio in Atlanta as well.
So with your music, it sounds like you say you want to be able to relate to people, and, you know, you have a record for pretty much every emotion that people are going through and things of that nature. Does your music have a message to it?
Yes, I believe in writing anything and everything that has a message. It doesn't matter whether it be hip-hop, R&B, pop, country. I don't care what I write, but I want to write something that can help you get through. You know, I want to write something that, you know, really touches your heart and says, man, you know, maybe I can live life a little differently. Maybe I can make this change in my life. And you know, it's all about being inspirational. It's all about being inspiring to people, you know, being motivational, you know, and that's what it's all about. So I write records that really have substance. I wanted to really touch you. I wanted to really give you that vibe of, like, man, this dude was really saying something. You know what I mean?
Totally. Mm-hmm. So who's some of the influences that you've had over your development as you've been evolving as an artist?
It's been many. One of the biggest influences of artist-wise was Kenton Jones. You know, my father grew me up listening to the Marvin Gaye and the Stevie Wonders. And back then, you know, you always hear older people say, you know, back then music had a message. Back then, that was music. So I try to mix that old school of back then that was music to it's still music, but to a new sound. You know, and I try to make sure I bridge that gap in between the two, so that way it's stuff that, you know, you're going to be able to listen to. You know what I mean? And, you know, people like Lecrae, man, all the Reach Records artists, Chris Brown, Usher, definitely Justin Bieber, man. I love a lot of great artists, and I listen to a lot of great people because I want to expand my sound. I mean, shoot, you'll catch me singing the Dag by the Rocky theme song. Hearts on fire, storm, and they ain't even the main song, but you'll catch me singing that thing. I love all music. Like, for real, it's crazy.
That's great, man. That's great. with you being so, you know, diverse with your vision and your production, what the direction that you're taking your sound, do you have like collaborations that you do with different individuals, or is it just like a solo thing? And how do you choose the instrumentals that you usually work with?
Well, excuse me. There is a direction. There is a sound. If I hear it in my head, that's the sound I'm going with, no matter what. Because I feel like I didn't get the sound for no reason. God didn't put it in my ear for no reason. You know what I mean? The one thing I don't do is do music that's degrading women, calling them bees, hoes, none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I try to do no music, nothing cursing. I used to curse really, really bad, like, back in the day as a kid growing up, you know. But I'm grateful to God, you know, it's been taken away for the most part. But sometimes, don't get it twisted. Them words come my head, boy. I'm like, Jack, I'm like, what? You know, you had the moments and stuff, but I try to do everything that's uplifting, positive, because we got enough music that sound depressed. We got enough music to talk about doing coke, drugs, you know what I'm saying, beating women, calling them bees, you know. Now, in our today's language, they use it as metaphors, you know, because our generational language is totally different. My generational language is totally different. You know, everybody ain't saying, hey, like back in the day, they might say, let's go to a night out on the town. Ain't nobody saying that no more. We like, yo, we finna go kick it. Let's go chill. Let's go. We might say, hang, you know, me and my homies, you know, I got a diverse of friends. We say, dude, hang out, chill. You know what I'm saying? Totally awesome. You know, we say everything. So I'm a diversified person in general anyway. So you just never know what's going to come anyway. And I'm kind of glad about that because it makes me as a person bilingual. Makes me as a person relatable to all cultures and not just one culture.
Makes a lot of sense. What do you feel about the industry now? Because, you know, like you mentioned, the way that we communicate nowadays is a lot different than, you know, than we used to communicate. There's a whole different kind of scene going on. Like you said, a lot of promotion of negative things. You know, how do you handle that and still be able to create your own unique message and sound?
I do my best to stay true to who I am. However, I am not a person that's closed-minded. I'm a person that I don't mind to try anything. But if I get a certain vibe about it and I don't feel it's the best thing to really try, then I'm going to leave it alone. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
So that's kind of my
go ahead. Way
of saying, you know.
I mean, it sounds like you accept what's out here. You're not like trying to, you know, rain on somebody else's parade, but you got your own parade going on.
Right. Well, and what I really want to be more so as an artist is an enhancement. I feel like if you bring me, I'm going to bring a sound that can't nobody else do, because I'm me. I'm my own identity. We may have similarities, but there's still always going to be something that's going to be in my music that's still going to make me different from the rest. We all have a unique sound. Like I have a song that says, somewhere deep inside you, there's a side that defines who you are. You have something beautiful that makes you different from the far. You know, taking a moment to bring people together. Humanitarian, one nation forever. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's totally positive. It helps too, because there's a lot of people out here that they would love to expand on the whole positive nature of what music can be, but sometimes they just don't know how to do it, or they're afraid to go against the grain of what the industry is doing.
Right.
When it came to you developing yourself, what's one of the hardest things you had to overcome?
Knowing that, and it's still been tough, knowing that I could still be who I am in my spirituality and still write good music. Because society, what they want to do is, society wants to put you in a box. They want to label you. It's people. And, you know, I'm like my man Lecrae. You know, if you live by people's acceptance, you'll die by their rejection. And at the end of the day, that's what it's about. Like, you know, it's about God, man. Like, at the end of the day, I do. I want God to always be pleased. Am I gonna mess up? Am I gonna make mistakes? Heck yeah, I do them all the time. And sometimes we make mistakes that we don't even know nothing about, you know?
Right.
But at the end of the day, that's what it is, you know. And that's why I'm glad for Lecrae. I'm glad for Tori Kelly and people like him, because they crossed over into the mainstream market and people are playing their songs. And people don't even know, man. These people are crazy, you know. I mean, and shout out to my sis, man. You know, Carrie Underwood, you know, Mia, ML Baby, man. Shout out to all of them, because even, you know, Carrie tries to stay. She stays true to who she is, you know. And that's why a lot of people, they love her. And even for myself, you know, I'm trying to stay just true to who I am, but still have my sound, but still bring something different and enhance what I already have. And not only that, if I can collaborate with those people that can enhance what I do, I want that. That's the whole point of collaboration. The whole point of collaboration is bringing something different to the table. Each person has something to offer, whether it be good or bad. Everybody has something to offer.
When did you accept God and His will?
Well, you know, I've had God in me all my life. I just grew up with it all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And especially being in the church, man, there's a whole lot of us that are artists. I mean, Usher came from the church. You know, a lot of us came from the church that started playing music and things like that. And, so I've always had it growing up. I just had that background. It is what it is. The will, definitely, I always knew. You know what I mean? I always knew. But at the same time, though, I played ball. I was a great athlete. I didn't care. I ain't like practice. No, I ain't gonna lie about it, bro. I ain't not like practice. But come game time, our brush showed up. Like, boy, I was, you know what I'm saying? I'm like Brucey from The Longest Yard. I was on state, man. No, I play. I wasn't there. But I showed up with a game time. But, you know, we're doing that, man. Everything went good. And then I took an injury to my knee, my right knee. I took one to my left knee when I was a kid, and I took one to my right knee as well. I tore my ACL and my meniscus playing ball. So, yeah. So, you know, I've had surgery and that. And in 2014, actually, I went back out and started playing ball again. I was going to play some of my pro ball. Went out, was doing good. But, man, I spoke to one of my spiritual mamas, you know, Prophetess Val. I spoke to her. And everything that we had a conversation on the night before showed up on the Prophecy of Bulletin the next day. She sent that thing to me. I said, I'm going to listen. All right, this ain't what God want me doing. And I've been doing music, man, all my life. And it's like, even when I'm ready to quit, it just always seemed like God got away, you know. And that's, you know, Mia stepped in, and it just kind of like, you know, shout out to my people, you know, and my team and Mia, you know, when she stepped in, it just kind of like God just sent her too, you know. And it's like God always got a way of keeping you from stopping, to keep going and to keep pushing, like, you know what I mean?
Right. How did you get in touch with Mia?
Man, Uncle G. I call him Uncle G. He adopted me as nephew. So I call him Uncle G. And Uncle G called me, man. I was in Florida. 2 months ago, I was in Florida, so I was here, you know, I'm eating good, you know what I'm saying? Good eating. So I'm chilling, man, eating at the hotel. I get this phone call, he's like, yo, I'm about to put you on his real estate. I said, uh-oh. Now I know when Uncle G called me and tell me he's going to do something, I ain't going to hold my breath. All the time.
I ain't
saying
right.
Not every time, but all the time. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes.
Right.
And I just be like, all right, let me do when it happened to school. He really called me back. I was shocked. Girl, I was shocked. Well, I'll tell you, I didn't know what to do. She hopped on the phone. First thing she said, I just love you. And I said, uh-oh. That's like what I do. And, you know, it was just, she loved the music. She loved the sound. And after that, man, it was just, that was it. And I got connected with her off of that one call. And ever since, I mean, every day, man, it's been nothing but a pleasure and an honor speaking with her. And I really do. I admire her. I think very highly of her. You know, she's a wonderful person. You know, she's a very wonderful person with a great heart. And, you know, I'm glad to have her in my life. I'm glad to be connected with her. And, I mean, it's dope. It's dope. The connection is dope. I'll tell you that. The connection is really dope.
Yeah, I think she has an effect on pretty much anybody she deals with. So I've kind of got the same story with the same thing as you. So I wanted to ask you, do you use social media at all?
Yes, I do, man. I'm always on social media. And sometimes if you peek in every now and then on my live feed when I'm live, I'm always live in the studio. But, you know, I actually have Carrie Underwood sometimes pops in on my live. It's kind of cool. You know, don't see it all the time. It's kind of cool, you know. I ain't gonna lie about it. I'm kind of grateful, you know. not to brag about, but you know, it's a blessing. But you know, you never know who's gonna pop into my live feed, man. I'm always live, like always.
That's awesome, man. So, what's the social networking sites? Which how can they find you on that?
Excuse me. It's just like my website, Stephen T Music. My Instagram is Stephen T Music. My Twitter is Stephen T Music. My Snapchat is I'm Stephen T, because I couldn't change the handle on it, so I had to keep it at I'm Stephen T. The letter I, the letter M, Stephen T. And I mean, it's real, you know, pretty, try to keep everything pretty simple, you know, same brand, same name, everything.
So what do you want to do with your career? What would you like to see yourself at in the future?
You know, I can't really put a right on the dot, possibly, but
yeah.
I think I really want to be, I just always said I want to be a young, successful person. I just want to be successful. If it's possible, I want to be, well, I ain't gonna say if, but I'm gonna say it's possible that I want to become that household name. You know, I would love to be a household name, but I really want to be to where I'm making a living. That's where, that in what I love doing, you know, to the fullest extent, all the way through. You know, and it's just about being that successful person. Like I said, I don't mind being transparent, because it's a lot of people that are probably listening, right now that are artists, that are songwriters, that are producers, that are still trying to make it. And I'm not going to sit up here and tell you, oh man, I got it going on and this and that. I ain't going to lie to you. Why? For no reason. You're trying to get to where I'm at. I'm trying to get to where Bruno at. You know what I mean? So we all trying to get somewhere. We're all trying to make that move. So I just want to see myself being successful, making a wonderful living. And not only that, doing movies. You know, I love acting. I love everything, man. I love to just do things that inspire people. And, you know, I want to be able to be that household name. I hope I hit it right on the dot, close to it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you're on the right track, that's for sure. What's the advice that you give to individuals that are upcoming, whether they're musicians or just, you know, just in general?
Man, it's a lot of work. And when people tell you no, sometimes you just got to work with what you got. And at the end of the day, keep praying, keep God first, keep it moving. And when you hurt and you're ready to cry and you're ready to have them tears shed, let them shed. Because one day you're going to appreciate those moments. And when you're able to make it to the next level and keep going, you know, and embrace it. You know, and when you get there, stay humble. When you get there, stay humble. Do your best to stay humble. I know it's hard. I know it might be tough. But just do your best to stay humble. Don't be arrogant. Don't be cocky. Be confident in yourself. But know when to dime down and know when to speak up. Know when to let that confidence come out, even when it might be perceived as cockiness or arrogance. Know when to let it come out. Know when to be great. You know what I mean? Always be great, but sometimes you just got to let your greatness shine instead of talking about your greatness. Because not everybody's going to catch what you have to offer. Not everybody's going to catch what you got until they see what you really got. Sometimes you just got to let it. Sometimes it's just like being on the football field. Sometimes you just got to let your game speak for itself. So as I say, let your work speak for itself. Move and style. But don't give up. Don't quit. no matter how hard it gets, no matter what it looks like. And that's just being real. And I hope I inspire somebody today, man.
Well, you definitely got me, that's for sure. So I appreciate every interview I do. Get to take something from it. And it always does something to me.
Thank you.
You know, it's just, we're all out here trying to make it happen. All the things that you said, pretty much, it's the same way I want to live my life.
Yeah.
Same message.
Because life is too short, man. Life is too short. And we only got one to live, so do your best to enjoy it. Do your best to do right. You know, I'll tell you, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do none of that. You know, I was DJing last night and had a guy come to me. And, you know, I DJ for my boss with Sam for Entertainment. And I had a guy come to me last night. He's like, yo, you want to drink? You drink? I'm like, nah, man, I don't drink no alcohol. He was like, what? I'm like, literally, I don't drink no alcohol. I don't smoke. I don't do none of that. We in the club and all that. I don't drink. I don't do none of that. But you know what? He's like, dude, you're killing it. And then he comes up and, you know, my man is right there beside me. You know, my main DJ. You know, Woody Wood, he right there beside me, and same guy comes back again and says, yo, Woody, like, this dude not a drink or nothing. He said, I used to be a DJ. He said, I used to have to drink to stay in the zone, just to do it. And all of a sudden, he's like, man, look, he said, for him not a drink or nothing, this dude's killing it. And I'm like, yeah, man, I don't deny that. I just try to do right, live right. Be the best person I can be the best man that God want me to be. You know, I ain't got no wife. Hey, I'm all straight now. Don't y'all be trying to get something mixed up. But I ain't got no wife. Let y'all know about that. Get it straight, you know what I mean?
You silly.
But for real, you know, I ain't got no kids, no wife. You know, I got somebody that I got my eye on, you know what I mean? But still, you know, you just... At the end of the day, you know, I'm just trying to do it right, man. I'm just trying to be. I got goals by 30. I'm trying to be.
Stay focused.
Yeah, that's it, bro. And I appreciate you, man, for this opportunity. By the way, so I'll tell you, I appreciate.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I apologize for that last weekend. I caught the flu. I'm still trying to get over it, but it's a beast up here. You know, I'm in Ohio, so we
man, I was sick, man. Early. Yeah, I was sick not too long ago, a few weeks ago. My mom is still getting over it. She got sick probably around the same time. It's so funny. Me and her get hit at the same time. It's so funny, and I'm very close to my mom, and it really is. It's so funny, man, because we get hit right at the same time. If she don't get hit, if she get hit the day before, I'm gonna get hit the day after, or I might get it right a couple days after, or maybe that next week if I'm lucky. But, and then it might pass me, you know what I mean? But if she get hit, I get hit. If I get hit, she gonna get hit. Sometimes we just get hit at the same daggone time.
Yeah, it be like that sometimes.
I'm telling you.
It's all good. So I'm at the website right now, Stephen T Music, STEPHEN, T as in Tom, or I should say T as in Thomas, music.com. Yeah. I'm up to watch this video when we get off the phone here, I'm going to watch this video. It's not going to take me too long to get this interview uploaded. I should have it ready for you by the middle of this week coming up. And it'll have your own website, technically on our website, a feature. We'll put some information out there, let people check it out as well. Is there anything else that you want to tell the audience?
Man, I just want to, you know, definitely shout you out, man. ProFlow Radio, I appreciate you guys. I just want to let you know I appreciate the opportunity. And that's what most artists don't know. You know, as DJs and as radio personalities, we don't have to interview you. We don't have to take that time. And I'm glad that I had the opportunity of being a DJ and being an on-air personality, because it has grown me to know that in this industry, you know, if you guys really want to be cool and stuff, man, appreciate these DJs. You know, I ain't saying you gotta, blow up their ego.
Yeah,
you ain't gotta blow up their ego or nothing, but just show appreciation, man, because they don't have to play your music. You know, and some of these stations are main big time stations, and they don't have to play your stuff. So, you know, artists and songwriters out there, appreciate the music, appreciate the DJs. because they don't have to do what they do. Especially if they, you know, money, whatever. You know, you can't pay us to play. You know, it's just we got to like your music. So, you know, if a DJ takes his time to play your stuff but still tells you to go back to the drawing board, do it. I did it. I had music that wasn't up to par. But you know what? Pete Crunk, Pastor Cal McCoy, you know, Pete Crunk with Cover Cars Radio, they took my stuff and played it regardless of what it sounded like. Gave me an opportunity. But still, when I got on that DJ call with all them DJs, they say, yo, you got to go back to the drawing board though, Steve-O. I said, all right, cool. But don't be afraid to do that. That's what having an open mind and being diverse makes you. And that's how you can be a diversified artist. That's how you be a diversified person. You take criticism and you try to go fix what you can. And then you discern the people that are just really trying to pick with you, and you discern the people that are really trying to help you. So everything plays a part.
And you got to play your part, that's for sure.
That's it, bro. That's it, man.
That's what's up, man. So before I get off the phone, why don't you tell me what this video is, the new release, Like It or Not?
New release, Like It or Not, came out on President's Day. And it's really a confidential, it's a confident, aggressive song. And I tell you that because it lets you know I'm going to be the man one day. I'm going to be great one day. It's encouraging you. And you're saying it to yourself. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. You know, you telling yourself, and it's just like how, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know what I mean? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And at the end of the day, if you ain't speaking no life, then you're speaking death. Which one are you wanting to speak? I'm speaking life in my situations. I'm speaking life. I want you to speak life in your situation. Because at the end of the day, that's how we make it through it. Because too many people, especially my age and young people, that were my age, that committed suicide, that, you know, that are broken and hurt. And I know that because I actually lost two people to suicide, you know, that were 21 and 22, 20 years old, both shot themselves. One of them was my cousin. One of them was a good friend of mine that I played ball with, went to school with. So that's why I try to make sure that we share the story. We share the message.
Yeah, it's necessary to touch somebody's life and keep them from going through that situation.
Exactly.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, check us out, www.maxheat.com. It's Pro Flow Radio.
Karen, what up, boo? Hey, Jay, I think we got another one, man. Tone Jones, you hit me hard on this one. Let's go. Strategic life, man, that's what I'm living. KOGIM, every day is God given. Living my best days, aiming for better days. No kids, no wife, hey man, I'm alright. Like it or not, yeah, your boy's blessed. And catch me riding through the city, music up high. No stress, I'm having fun, I'm enjoying my life. Ready for takeoff, man, we call it jet life.
I'm gonna be successful one day,
whether you like it or not. Like it or not, like
I'm
it
gonna
or
be
not
the man one day.
Whether you like it or not, like it or not, like it or not,
I'ma be great one day.
Like it or not, like it or not, like it or not,
I'ma on my own one day. I'm somebody because he's somebody. I'ma be on top one day.
Sit back and relax, let the haters talk. Just be silent and keep on walking. Mary, Mary, I'm walking. I know they keep saying stuff. Just hold your head high and keep stepping up, yeah. Footstools is the way to go. Keep showing a little bit of faith, little bit of love, and
I'ma be successful one day.
Whether you like it or not, like it or not, like
I'ma
it or not.
Man one day.
Whether you like it or not, like it or not, like it or not,
I'ma be great one day. Somebody, I'ma be on top one day.
If you just hold on, my friend, yeah. Time will tell, so don't give in, don't give in. I know that you can make it.
bring it back for me. Yeah.
Top one day, ay.
Tell your haters, man, come on, let them know.
I'ma be on top one day,
man, it's real out here. But tell them why, because
I'm somebody because he's somebody.
Yeah,
I'ma be on top one day,
whether you like it or not, I'm gonna make it. You gonna make it. We all gonna make it to the top. Just let them haters talk, man. Just keep moving forward and let your work speak for itself. But the only way we gonna make it, for sure, is through God, man. Strategic life. Jet life. Carlotta. We in here. Peace.